Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the Mindset Alchemy podcast. I'm Janine, and I'm your host, and I love helping you understand the power of your thoughts, your words, and your feelings in your life. The fact that we are constantly creating and many times lack the enjoyment of what we bring forward as the fruits of our creation. Other times we can get to rejoice in it and work with it. Something that has been on my mind and in my heart for the last few days has been the topic of death, death and rebirth. When I was younger, I started nursing and I went on to do my midwifery and my psychiatry. And for me, some of the saddest things was watching a mommy cradling a baby whose spirit had left its body before the birth, or as it was birthed, or within a few days of the birth. And that mommy going home with those empty arms and a lack of understanding of what was going on there. Many times this happens to us with our ideas, with our relationships, within our life. We birth it and the spirit leaves it. It's no longer there. When I was working in medical, many times I would be called the sister of death because I would look at a person and either before I went off shift or for my days off, and I would see what I called the death mask. And I would say, okay, please warn the family, this person is will have left by the time I come back. And they basically will have died. Let's just call it what it is. Their spirit will have left their body by the time I come back. And I used to have a deep knowingness of this. And it really became very upsetting because at that time I was unaware of my giftings, of connection with spirit, or anything like this. I just knew what I could see and what was coming forward. And it made me quite afraid of death until I started understanding the cycles of life, birth and rebirth and various things. Yes, it took the death of my dad for me to step into my giftings and my understandings in a much deeper way. And let me tell you, even that was an interesting story. My dad got bitten by a spider, and because he had other health challenges, the spider bite that should have actually just healed in 3 or 4 days wound up in surgery, wound up with various things, and eventually he slipped into a coma, which he should not have come out of. I watched him wake up from this coma, have jelly and ice cream and a jelly and custard. I'm not sure if he got the ice cream, and he thoroughly enjoyed it, and then he asked, "Will you take care of your mother, Janine?" And when I said yes, I watched the heart rate monitor changed, and he died that night. That sense of purpose and power that took him out of that coma to make sure his most important thing was done, which was to have my mom taken care of and know that she was safe and secure, brought him out of that coma long enough to enjoy his jelly and custard, and to ensure that what was vital to him was taken care of. Now, what is the analogy here? The analogy is that there is a cycle in life of birth, growth, and death. And especially in our businesses, in our relationships, in our partners, in our friendships, it's an ongoing cycle. And when we are able to understand this and to release, because I know I battle very often, I used to battle a lot more than I do now with releasing what has served its time. Wow, it makes such a difference. It also makes a difference for people who are transitioning, to allow them to know that their work is done for now, that they are able to move on from here at this point. And when we can reassure them, wow, that is really, really very powerful and helpful for them and for the people around them. The same in our businesses. We get ideas, and if we are unavailable to birth them, they will go to other people. At other times, we have ideas and we put action behind them and we get the fruits of it. And it comes a time when something else is coming to take its place. And when we can step forward in the confidence of saying, it's okay. Thank you for having come forward. Your time is done now. And I really appreciated you being here. I appreciated co-creating with you. And I appreciated having you here. That we allow that concept, that program, that whatever it is in our business, it could even be a product, a physical product in our business, to move on, to move beyond, and something else to take its place and its space. So death has an element of grief to it. It has an element of anger. It has all the different stages that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross describes and many others describe. Also, when we shift through phases in our life, when we move from a teenager to a young adult, from a young adult into the maturing process, and from there into what I call the crone phase, as we move into our 50s and our 60s and beyonds. Some people call it the freedom phase, that you have the freedom to be more yourself, and that in that way. And yet, each stage, there is a releasing of the process. So death isn't just the passing of a person and the releasing of their spirit. It can show up in many areas in many ways. And the same when we allow ourselves to let go of our shadow sides, more than allowing them to die, we allow ourselves to have an awareness that as we release them and simultaneously accept them, we are allowing for ourselves to release a lower vibrational area of ourselves and to step forward into a more light way of being, a more light way of understanding. Now think about it. When a person's soul leaves their body, they go back into being part of the light, and the light within their body, the breath within their body goes. The same with relationships that are done, the same with ideas that are done. The light, the energy goes out of it. And when we are able to work with this, understand this, and explore this, it makes a really, really big difference in our lives. Because what it does for us, obviously, when a person's transitioned, unless there's a next phase and they come back into their bodies, their light goes on to be more and more expansive in the hereafter, in the as part of source energy. They go back to their part of source energy. The same thing happens with ideas, because when you release it, it comes back at a deeper level, or it goes to somebody else to be grown. We all play our part in this. I think I've lost the thread of what I wish to say. Anyway, let me know if this is making sense. You can either return an email if you're on my email list, or you can get hold of me on social media. The point of what I'm saying is life works in cycles. So let's recognize the cycles in our life. I know this is what I help my clients do. We take a deep look into their soul, into their purpose, into their mission, and see which cycles are ready to be released, which ones should have been released a while ago, and which ones are coming forward. So I have definitely discovered in my life, sometimes in one area I'll be in spring, in another area I'll be maybe in winter, where I'm now planning and exploring. In another, I'll be in summer, where I'm enjoying the abundance, the energy, the generosity of the earth, and autumn in maybe in a fourth area. And sometimes in the same area, I can cycle through all four seasons simultaneously for one part of it. And it's to allow ourselves to understand, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm releasing in order to be there. And this is what I'm being and stepping into creating in the now in order to be in that future self area. So literally, we're allowing the death of who we were yesterday so that we can be present in the rebirth of today, so that we can create and celebrate the creation of tomorrow. And when we get to tomorrow, we release yesterday. We be present and we keep our eyes on our vision, on our creation and our goals of moving forward and our intentions. We see what tasks are required and what targets we are looking to achieve. And this is how we work with the cycle of life. Because remember, life is life. There are people make decisions that impact us. We can choose to be low vibrational about it, or we can let go of that guilt, shame, frustration, feelings of antsiness, irritation, and we can step forward into, well, what else is possible? What can I create here? Where can I let go of something, allow the death of something to bring in the light and the life of something better? What else is possible? How can life get any better than this? Whether it feels good or it feels bad, how can life get any better than this? And this allows us to step forward with life, with light, and allows us to recognize at a much deeper way what is asking for us to release it, where our shadow side is showing us where to go towards the light, and what is possible in our life as we focus on who we are becoming so we can be that person today in this moment. Let me know what questions you have and have a beautiful and incredible day yourself. And remember, life is life. How can it get any better than this? Bye-bye.